Hi, this is Casey Treat. I'm pastor at Christian Faith, and we are excited to have you with us on our podcast. Thanks for joining in. I'm praying that you're going to hear a word that will inspire you, empower you to connect with Jesus and become more like him. That's what we live for. That's what's happening on today's podcast. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. You live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Are you free? Are you free? In your heart, in your spirit, in your finances, in your family, free in every way. You know, you can live in the midst of freedom, but not be free. You can live in the midst of health and wholeness, but not be whole. You can live in the midst of happy people, but not be happy. You can be in a crowd and feel lonely. So freedom has to come from the inside out, doesn't it? Yeah, we thank God for our nation and for the fight that others fought for freedom. But many who live in the land of the free are not free, struggle in various ways with bondage. So today we're going to talk about the free heart. Our series is entitled Guarded, and we've been talking about, you know, you can be guarded against the things of the world. And Proverbs chapter 4 tells us, guard your heart, for out of it come the issues of life. It's an interesting word, issues. It literally means the borders. You know, do you live a small life or a large life? It's depending on your heart, and out of your heart come all your borders. How large of life do you live? But there's another way to be guarded, and that's because we're bruised or hurt. And so we get guarded, we get defensive. We push people away. We don't want anyone to get close. We don't want to open up because, you know, we've been hurt. And it has to do with the orphan's heart when Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. He was talking to people who had family. You know, they were serving the family business. They were a part of their mother, father, grandpa, grandma. I mean, traditional Jewish families. But he said, I will not leave you orphans. And that relates to the condition of their heart. Because the orphan, you know, he gets abandoned and he feels angry about it and frustrated by it. And he spends his life saying, why? And oftentimes the orphan ends up being an adult that repeats the same problem, probably follows the same orphan's heart that his parents had. His heart isn't whole, so then he just passes it on to the next generation. But Jesus said, I'll not leave you orphans, that he came to heal broken hearts. So if your heart was broken, would you want to be healed? Or do you hang on to that guarded orphan's heart that says, don't mess with me, don't get close to me, you can't get in, I won't let you in, I will keep you out. So let's start in the scripture in Galatians chapter 5, and we'll talk about freedom a little bit. I know that the 4th of July doesn't come to the end of the week, but you can't celebrate the 4th of July after the 4th of July. You have to go before. So here we are celebrating today. In Galatians 5 and verse 1, the apostle writes, stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So you have to stand fast in the freedom that Jesus provides. Actually, nobody can make you free. Right? You can live in the land of the free, but be in bondage to your addiction. be in bondage to your bad habits, be in bondage to negative relationships. You live in a land of freedom, but that land cannot make you free. When I was a teenager, I thought I'm being free. I'm doing what I feel. I do whatever I want to do. And so, you know, I got addicted to drugs and caught up in all kinds of problems. But I was saying, I'm free. I'm free to be me. I'm free to do what I want to do. I got so free, the police locked me up. I told the policeman, I'm free. He said, yeah, get in the cell. You're not that free, bro. And that's kind of the story of many people. Here we are in a land of freedom, but we live in bondage to racial anxiety, relationship failures, financial struggles, health problems, you know, all the issues. So no one can actually make you free. Not even God can make you live free. You have to stand fast in your freedom and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The world is constantly offering you bondage, but they don't package it as bondage. They package it as fun and cool. So the world says, you should be smoking these cigarettes. What they don't tell you is you're going to end up in bondage and die young, right? The world says you should be using these drugs. What they don't tell you is you become addicted and soon lose your health, right? The world says you should try this and try that. What it doesn't say is it'll bring you into bondage. And now you feel stuck and you don't know how to get out. So the Bible says, stand fast in your freedom and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, Paul is referencing religious bondage when he's speaking to the Galatians, but it's applicable to many areas of bondage that many people find themselves in. Now, look down a few verses at Galatians 5 and verse 13. Galatians 5:13, for you have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh. So, okay, you're free. Now, what do you do with your freedom? Right? A lot of people come to church and they learn about freedom in Christ. They learn about grace, the grace of God. Then they use those things to say, well, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to serve. I don't need to give. I don't need to get involved. I'm free. I'm free in Christ. I have the grace of God. I do what I feel like doing. Okay. But don't use your freedom as an occasion for the flesh. You're free to eat Big Macs and supersized fries, but from the looks of you, probably shouldn't. I mean, you're free to do whatever you want to do. But should you? And what are you going to say to your child when they're saying, I'm free to stay home from school? And then you say, yeah, and you're free to get some discipline too. Right, so what are you doing with your freedom? If you are free to read but never read, are you free? If you're free to be healthy and whole and strong, but you live weak and unhealthy, are you free? If you're free to celebrate Jesus, but you don't lift your hands, shout to the Lord, and worship him, are you free? What happens to many people, they use their freedom as an occasion for the flesh, as the scripture said. They let their fears, they let their limitations, they let their hearts stay closed, and they don't celebrate the freedom that God has given to them. So we're not only free as a nation, we are free as Christians. Let's make sure we use our freedom, rejoice in our freedom, celebrate our freedom, and don't let your freedom be an excuse for things that bring you into bondage. You're free to be around anybody you want, but But should you be around that crazy cousin? You're free to hang out with whoever you want to, but should you hang out with that negative person? See, what are you doing with your freedom? Many of us are wasting it on life that's not fulfilling and not rewarding and not the life that God planned for us. Jesus said in Luke 4 and verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to heal broken hearts." He sent me to preach the gospel and heal broken hearts. Notice, once the Holy Spirit came to Jesus, preaching the gospel and healing broken hearts was the priority. What does that mean? That means people are broken on the inside. And sometimes people come to church and they say, "Oh yeah, I believe, I prayed the prayer, I go to church," but they don't follow Jesus, they don't connect with Jesus on a daily basis so that their heart gets healed. So Christian people, we see so many Christian people who marriage not good, career, job, finance not good, health not good, discipline not good, life not so good. And people, "But he's a Christian. What happened? Why is that?" But they go to church. How come their marriages, how come their kids are, how come their finance, how come they struggle in all these areas? Freedom is something that you receive from Christ. And if you don't follow him and lean in and become involved with him, just because you come to church once in a while doesn't mean you're gonna be made whole in your heart. And we see it all the time, people on social media, they're Christians, but they actually talk like the world. You know what I mean? Their vocabulary and their expressions are not renewed. So they're a Christian, you can tell, because they have a Jesus bumper sticker on their car. It's the only clue. They're saved. But in their conversation, they talk like the world. So if you're that person and you're on your social media and you're saying, "I can't forgive them. I can't get over it. I'll never forget. I'll never let this go." Okay, now you're talking like the world, which means your heart is still broken. So you believe in Jesus, you're going to heaven. I'm kind of praying you go quickly. Just trying to see if you're listening. Y'all get pretty quiet in church, you know. We have a lot of Catholics in this service. Or Baptists or something, I don't know. But you hear what I'm saying. You can tell when your heart is not whole because you still talk like the world, right? You still need something to take the edge off. You're still trying to medicate your pain and your problems and your stress and your anxiety, right? So your communication, your vocabulary is still worldly. So you're a Christian, but your heart is not whole. And when your heart's not whole, you can't live in the freedom that God has for you, that God planned for you. You just can't, it comes out of the inside. Now, we think it's people around us that are stressing us out. We think it's the people around us that are making us the way we are. But no, it's what's in us. When your heart is whole, Jesus came to heal broken hearts. So my heart is no longer broken. Now it's whole. So now I can overcome the challenges, rise above the tribulations. In the world, I will have tribulation, but I am of good cheer because I've overcome the world, right? So my vocabulary, my communication, my attitude, it's all different. So many Christians, if they told you, like if you didn't see him at church, you didn't really know him, and you were just at work or something, and they said, "Well, I'm a Christian, I go to church," you'd be shocked. You'd be like, "Really, bro? I couldn't tell." Right? And please, if that's you, don't tell them you go to Christian faith. Tell them you go to the Mormon church. or something. Okay, you understand what I'm saying. We want to be whole in our heart, not because we're trying to get you to do something, but we want you to enjoy this freedom that you have in Christ and the freedom that you have even not even as a Christian, but as an American, rather than living in the same bondage that so many live in. But that's your choice. You have to decide to lean into that freedom, to embrace it and live it, spirit, soul, and body. So in John 14, verse 18, when Jesus said, "I will not leave you orphans," you understand. He wasn't talking to people who were orphans in the natural, physical sense. He was talking to the condition of their heart. So the orphan often is a defensive person. He's afraid to get close because he's been passed around, either through the family, right? Auntie didn't want him, uncle didn't want him, grandma took him because no one else would. Or maybe the foster system, right? Every couple of years, he's in a new foster home. So now he gets an attitude. And his thought is this. The orphan says, "I'm going to leave you before you can leave me, because I know how this story ends." Right? I've been through it before. He's not even conscious of it. It's a subconscious thing. It's because of a broken heart, an orphaned heart. And so he's moved on from relationship to relationship because that's what he believes is going to happen. And when you believe it, then you manifest it. So many people, they go through girlfriend after girlfriend. They're just cycling through girlfriends, right? And you think, bruh, what are you doing? Yeah, it's that orphan's heart. Just moving on. Never commit, never dedicate, never get close. Always stay guarded because of the orphan's heart. Or boyfriends, right? Some people, it's admirable how many boyfriends they can find. It's like, wow, you have no problem finding boyfriends. And you cycle through them regularly. Why? Because you're just moving through. You're not committing to anything. Why? Orphan's heart. Not able to manage faithfulness, loyalty, commitment, openness, closeness. No, not interested in that. I'm going to leave you before you can leave me. And that's the condition that many people are in. And so if you get healed in your heart, now everything changes. You're not thinking, how do I get to the next relationship? You're thinking, how do I make this relationship good? How do I make it godly? How do I make it a lifetime? Some of us, many of us, have gone through that same thing with friendships. And we thought we would be friends forever. And a friend's a friend forever. Okay, you don't know that song. But that was a good song back in the 80s. Yeah, and you've had those friends. And you say, what happened to so-and-so? Yeah, they left you before you could leave them. It's the orphan's heart. It's the way of the world. It's typical. So you and I are breaking that cycle. We're trying to be different, be godly, be biblical, be scriptural. And that is to get whole in our hearts, be strong in our hearts, not moving on to the next deal, but faithful to what God has given us. The orphan's heart, broken, guarded, hurting, and the orphan feels that loneliness, and the orphan asks a lot of why. Why am I this way? Why did this happen? Why did they leave? Why did that happen? Why did my parents? Caleb mentioned the other day about adoption. You know, one of the tragedies we see with some who have been adopted is they're stuck on who left them, and they can't embrace those that accepted them. I'll give you a while to translate that. Are you with me? Anybody here today? Many of our adopted kids are so focused on why. Why did this happen to me? Why did my parents leave? Why am I adopted? But rather than thinking those have embraced you, loved you, accepted you, the orphan's heart gets focused on, why did they leave me? Why has this happened to me? Again, it comes back to choice. Do you focus on the God who loves you and the people who love you? Or do you focus on the ones who hurt you and live your life asking why? That's the orphan's heart. And that stops us from getting whole. It stops us from being healed. Jesus said it like this: the good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. But the not so good brings forth not so good things out of that treasure in the heart. So what's in your heart? That defines what you bring forth in life. And man, it's so important that we get whole on the inside. Freedom starts in the heart with healing and wholeness. You know, when we come to church, we're not just checking a box. Yeah, I did church. I don't need to go back for a couple more months. We know the average person comes to church once or twice in an 8-week period. Okay, but why is that? Well, a lot of it has to do with we kind of feel obligated and we think we should. Thinking you should is not as nice as wanting to be a part, wanting to receive from the Lord. So it's kind of like this. I don't really want to kiss my wife, but I probably should. You know, you should probably find an attorney now. Because no relationship can survive when you're doing what you think you should do. It has to be out of the heart, has to be the desires of your heart. So many people, I went to church. I'm a Christian. But never getting their heart healed, never getting whole on the inside. So not celebrating, not experiencing the life that God has for them. And then this happens pretty regularly. People go to church a few times and then they say, I went over to that Christian faith. It didn't do anything for me. I went there like 3 months and nothing happened. I'm in a church. It didn't work. Okay, but wait. Today, since you've been at church, we've invited you to come to a young adult service, special events. We invited you to a parenting class, to a marriage class, to a financial class on Wednesday nights, starting in the next couple of Wednesday evenings. We've invited you to water baptism. We've asked you about being a part of our tracks class, which will help you to understand your gifts, your talents, your calling in the Lord. Have you done any of those things? Well, I don't have time for that. It's not like I want to get involved. I mean, I came to church. Get off my back. Okay, but just remember, when you tell people, I went to church and nothing happened. Remember, we invited you to 27 things and you rejected them all. So that's the point. The orphan's heart is guarded. I don't have time for that. I can't do that. That doesn't sound like me. I'm not interested. I don't have time, right? And we just keep blocking and guarding and defending. And then we say, I went there and nothing happened. It's because of the condition of our heart. When your heart is open, you're like, I'm going to find out what God has for me. I'm going to find out how that might help me. I'm going to find out what that might do for my marriage, for my children, right? All these things that we're doing are not because we're bored and looking for something to do. We'll have 500 children at VBS in the next weeks. Do you know what happens when 500 children are in the same place? I mean, some of you do. It's a lot. And our team, staff, volunteers, everybody we can get involved, they are working. And it goes on for days, right? We had a couple hundred kids at camp. Do you know what happens when you put teenagers in a camp without their parents for a week? I just pray they all come home. Right? It's kind of like loosing 20 guys on Harleys in the middle of a church service. Lord, just don't let anybody fall off the ramp. You know, that did happen one year. Somebody rode right up the ramp and took a right turn. Bam. I don't know why they did that, but that's the fear that I fight every year. Okay, where was I? Yeah, so all these things that we're doing, we're not just trying to check boxes because we're bored. We're trying to help you and your family and your kids find what God has for them and get their heart healed and be whole on the inside and live this abundant life, not barely getting by, not waiting for the next government check, not thinking someone has to fix me. No, God makes me whole. My heart is whole. And out of the abundance of my heart, I bring forth abundant life, right? That's what we want for you. That's what we're trying to get you to. We're not trying to do stuff to keep you busy. We're busy. We got kids and families and stuff. But if there's a way that we can help people enter into this whole heart, you know, Paul said to the Corinthians, you're living such small lives, not because God wants you to be small, but because you choose to stay small. So we're trying to get you into this large, wide open, spacious life. That's what God planned for you. Can I get an amen right there? That's God's will. That's God's plan for you. Look in Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews 3. The hard heart comes from that broken heart. It's kind of like you start guarding and your heart gets hardened because it's been broken. But the whole heart sometimes seems soft, but it is strong. So think of it like this. I have some hearts up here. They're not real hearts. They're just... We stole it out of the cow. So this is a cow heart. Does that look like a cow heart? So Hebrews chapter 3, it says, harden not your heart as in the day of rebellion. Put that scripture up there, Hebrews 3. Harden not your hearts as in the rebellion. So when you get rebellious, you get attitude, you know, your heart is hard and you resist, you push back. You've seen kids and their parents, you've seen it kids at school, kids sitting there on his phone, teacher says, hey, let's read a book. So, I ain't got time for that. What's going on with that kid? Well, he's probably embarrassed, he can't read, so he keeps covering with an attitude and he covers up with rebellion. But the problem is his heart is hard. So then stuff starts happening in life, right? You go through some breakups, go through some failures, can't get a job or get a job, lose the job. But when your heart is soft, you can take the hit. You come back strong. You handle it. Everybody has stuff going on in their life, right? Everybody gets whacked because Satan is the god of this world. And in this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And so we just handle it. Yeah, and then the cancer comes and we overcome it. And the job changes and we find a better one. And we go through some hard times in our marriage and we come back stronger. And you just keep handling it because your heart is right. Your heart is strong. Your heart is whole. And you can handle things in life. Nobody lives a life free from any challenge or any problem or any disaster. We all have to deal with them. If your heart is good, you just take a licking and keep on ticking. Well, you say, why doesn't God just deliver me from every challenge? Well, I'm not the Lord, I can't answer, but I'll just tell you, you're gonna go through some stuff. He will help you, but he will not isolate you. Do you wanna make it so your child never falls down? You have a toddler, 2 years old. Do you want him to never fall down? No, you want him to learn how to get back up. You want your child to go to school, but only go to a school that never has a test that he doesn't get 100%. No, you want him to fail if he doesn't study. You want him to struggle through learning, through understanding, through developing. But that's a good heart because you can take the hit and you just come back and you handle it. And you say, man, that was hard. Glad to get over that. Now I'm moving on. The hard heart gets bitter, never better. The hard heart says, I'll never forgive you. I'll never forget what you did to me. The hard heart gets hurt. The healthy heart, nah, keep on going. Remember, we live in a world where Satan is the god of this world. So you have to decide. Is my heart whole, healthy, strong? Or do I have a hard heart? Got an attitude, rebellious, resisting, closed, guarded. What's the condition of your heart? What's your heart condition? It will define your future. It'll define how you live your life, where you end up in life. Okay, so what if I have a hard heart? This also is right out of a cow. Ooh, this hard heart. Pretty brittle. You know the thing about people with a hard heart? They act so tough and they crumble so quick. They act so strong, but they're actually afraid. It's like the bully. You know why the bully's the bully? Because he's hiding his broken heart. He's hiding his fears and anxieties. So don't be mad at the bully. Feel sad for the bully. Yeah, he's dealing with his own issues. And he thinks by being the bully, then you'll think he's cool. But you and I know, it's a hard heart. Hard heart's pretty brittle. And the first big challenge, first disaster, the first one who calls his bluff, what happens to the hard heart? What about that husband who wins every argument because he yells louder than his wife? Hey, men, how many know louder doesn't mean smarter? In fact, maybe you have to be louder because you know who is smarter. Yeah, thank you for your exciting response on that. I could hear that coming. Yeah, so what happens to the hard heart? Broken. Got an attitude. Got blood all over. The hard heart can't take it. I'm out of here. I don't have to put up with this. Do you know who I am? Yeah, actually we do. You're an orphan. You have a broken heart. And now you gotta act tough to cover it up. And many people can't handle the relational failure, the job failure, the political problems of the world. They just, their broken heart just can't deal with it. So they drink too much, They have an attitude. They push everybody away. They go from relationship to relationship, church to church, right? Always moving around. Why? Because their heart is struggling. So let's pray today that Jesus heals the broken heart, and that we're not just praying a prayer, but we're actually walking with him so we can be the people that he's called us to be. Thank you so much for joining with us today. I'm praying that you heard something that will impact your life. If you'd like more information, connect with us at the Christian Faith Church app or go to the website at christianfaith.us.